And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 21st of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Stone, born Brooklyn, 1937, raised by his mother who was schizophrenic, and when she went into an institution, he went into a Catholic orphanage. Sometimes he and his mother would drive cross-country and end up in a Salvation Army shelter or a random hotel. He said, "My early life was very strange. I was a solitary. Radio fashioned my imagination." Dropped out of high school, joined the Navy, moved to New York City, worked as a copy boy at the Daily News, went briefly to NYU, got married, moved to New Orleans. And there he was inspired to write his first novel entitled A Hall of Mirrors, which came out in 1967. Robert Stone served as a correspondent in Vietnam for a British magazine, where he got material to come home and write the novel Dog Soldiers. It came out in 1974, story of a burnt-out playwright, John Converse, who leaves the fading counterculture of California to work as a correspondent in Vietnam and ends up smuggling heroin out of the country. It won the National Book Award. Robert Stone said, "Writing is lonely. Most of the time you're in a room by yourself. Writers spend more time in rooms, staying awake in quiet rooms, than they do hunting lions in Africa. So it's a bad life for a person because it's so lonely and because it consists of such highs and lows. And there's not always anywhere to take these emotional states. It's a life that's tough to sustain without falling prey to some kind of beguiling diversion that's not good for you." Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin, "The Chambermaids in the Marriott in Mid-Morning are having a sort of coffee clatch as they clean, calling across the corridors in their rich contraltos, while luffing fresh sheets in the flickering gloom of the turgid, passionate soaps they follow from room to room. In Atlanta they are black, young with eloquent eyes, in Toledo white, middle-aged, wearing nurses' shoes, in El Paso always in motion, diminutive chicanas, gesture and lift and trill in liquid Spanish. Behind my do not disturb sign, I go wherever they go, sorely tried by their menfolk, their husbands, lovers or sons, who have jobs or have lost them, who drink and run around, who total their cars and are maimed or lie idle in traction. The funerals, weddings, and births, the quarrels, the fatal gunshots happen again and again, inventively reenacted, except that the story is framed by ads and coming attractions, except that what takes a week in real life took only minutes. I think how static my life is, with its careful speeches and classes, and how I admire the women who daily clean up my messes, who are never done scrubbing with Rabelaisian vigor through the Marriott's morning soaps, up and down every corridor." The Chambermaids in the Marriott in Mid-Morning, a poem by Maxine Cumin, from Where I Live, New and Selected Poems, 1990 to 2010, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's Progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.